Antigua and Barbuda real estate headlines. Citizenship by investment program rules shaped for AG real estate market. Harvey Law Corporation has published a 2026 investment guide covering eligibility rules and the legal structure of Antigua and Barbuda's citizenship by investment program. Real estate professionals in AG need clear guidance on program eligibility and legal structures to properly advise international buyers seeking citizenship through property investment. Review the full guide at harveylawcorporation.com/Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate to understand current program requirements. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Savills Research expands global advisory services relevant to AG property market. Savills Research provides advice and analysis to clients across the UK and globally, with specialists in commercial, residential, and rural property research. AG real estate professionals can leverage Savills' global research capabilities to benchmark local commercial, residential, and rural property trends against international markets. Review Savills' latest research to inform your AG property strategy. https://www.savills.com/research-articles-25580/335897-0. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. AG development permit now mandatory for all land development projects. The government has issued notice that no land development, including building houses, subdividing land, or commercial development, can begin without a valid development permit issued under AG law, regardless of other approvals held. Real estate professionals in AG must verify development permits are in place before transactions proceed, as projects without this mandatory permit cannot legally commence. Review your active listings and pending developments to confirm valid permits are secured. http://antiguanewsroom.com development permit mandatory for all land development in Antigua and Barbuda. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Compete Caribbean Partnership boosts AG business competitiveness. Compete Caribbean supports economic development and private sector growth in Antigua through tailored projects that help local businesses boost productivity, adopt innovative practices, and improve competitiveness in sectors like tourism and technology. Stronger local businesses and enhanced economic resilience in AG translate to increased property demand, higher commercial real estate activity, and more attractive investment conditions for real estate professionals and their clients. Review the Compete Caribbean Antigua and Barbuda project page to identify emerging business districts and growth sectors that may signal upcoming real estate opportunities. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Land Registry Department, central hub for AG land records. The Land Registry Department serves as the official repository for all land records in Antigua and Barbuda, receiving and processing all documents and applications related to land transactions. Real estate professionals in AG rely on this department to verify titles, record deeds, and ensure proper documentation for every property transaction. Bookmark the Land Registry Department resource at htdadlidirectory.com/atbizgorddar/land-registry/ for quick access to land record services. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some AG jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded, with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context: the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. Fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.